Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in our study of 1 John chapter 4, we were talking about the inheritance that we have as joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Let's start the week off at that point today. Foundation for the Bible stands. Once he adopts you, once you receive him, you are adopted as his son, and it's an everlasting thing. And the Prince of Peace. Being therefore justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh my goodness. Now, in that day, when they would adopt someone, they'd have to pay a price. There was also the law that if you adopted, you could not cut that adopted child out of the inheritance. Once a son or a daughter, it was always their child. However, the child would also need to agree to the adoption. That means that the child would need to believe that it was worth it to be adopted by that man or this person cares. And he looks at us, not just as if he was looking for a slave and that he's a hard taskmaster. No. No, he gives himself for us. And yes, his fatherhood is as a father over his own child. As many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Jesus provided himself for us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Isn't that great? Oh, it's wonderful. In Romans 8, 17 and 18, it shows the inheritance that we have in him. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared to the glory which shall be revealed in us. Now, I have found that if you look ahead and you see, you know, you see suffering when people, Jesus said in Matthew 5, when people speak evil of you and they speak against you falsely and they lie about you and they tell lies about this and they are running you down, they attack you personally, verbally. He says, rejoice. They've just helped build your reward. And this is part of it. Joint, being a joint heir with Jesus Christ. And so, if they do that, you suffer for it. Hey, look, however badly you can suffer at the hand of man will seem minute in comparison of its greatness to the greatness of the glory that we'll have in Christ Jesus when we get to heaven. Now, again, you can be saved so as by fire and be ashamed before him at his appearing, but yet you're still with him. But then you can be one of those who hear, well done, good and faithful servant. What will it be with you? Now, if you receive him, then what does one to be adopted do, since the price has already been paid? He waits. He just simply does what he's supposed to do until his new father comes to get him. And he will wants to do in such a way and be such a way that when he comes by that place to pick up where the father had adopted him, and he comes by that place to take him home, he'd be so proud because he'd tell and show what he did between the time he was purchased and the time they pick him up. Romans 8:23 says it this way, "And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit," the word "to wit" means "which is," the redemption of the body. People say, you know, there are people written books on adoption, and it's so far crazy to the left, it's pathetic. Adoption here, after I'm saved, I'm like this boy that is adopted and waiting for him to pick him up. But the adoption's not complete until I'm raptured and my body is changed. He's going to write a new name on me. When I get there, he's already got the name, but I won't know it till I get there. But he's going to give me a new name. I'm going to take on his name. I'm going to take on his person. I have a body fashioned like his glorious body. Not because of what I have done, except that I've received him as my Lord and Savior. What a great promise. Yes, the adoption is the redemption of the body when we're caught up to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is why 1 John 2:28 is so important to us. If you're already adopted, but it's good when he takes us to be with him and we're not ashamed at his appearing. And he's able to say, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Well done, my son." By the way, the Virgin Mary does not adopt you. And by the way, by the end of her life, she wasn't a virgin. She had some other kids by Joseph. But Mary does not save you. Jesus does. Even Mary, now these are the words of Mary. These are not my words. These are the words of Mary in Luke chapter 1, verses 46 and 47. "And Mary said, My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God, my Savior." Did Mary need a Savior? Oh, yes, she did. What did she need saved from? Sin. He said, "I don't believe that." Well, in Leviticus chapter 12, the birth of a son, after the seventh day, they were supposed to go to the temple and offer an offering. The offering that she made was a sin offering. And they could even use turtle doves for that, which Mary used. And that was something designed for the poor to use, but God wanted it done. But Mary, by going to have Jesus circumcised and to offer this offering, was saying that she's a sinner because she offered a sin offering. Now, Jesus became a sin offering for us, but he never offered a sin offering for himself as Mary did. You see? Now, I had a Catholic priest one time tell me, he said, "Well, she just did that because she's just doing what the law said to do, and so she just offered that. She had not sinned." I says, "Well, then that's interesting, because then she sinned, because giving a sin offering, you're admitting you're a sinner, so therefore she told a lie. Now she is a sinner." Well, he didn't like that too much, and so he kind of hung up on me, but that's another story. But he's the one that called. Now, not me calling him, but I gave him the answer from God's word. And that's his, your argument's not with me, it's with God. Now, someone says, "We got you here, preacher." She said, "God, my Savior. God, my Savior." Not necessarily Jesus. She says, "God." She's speaking of the Almighty Father, God's Spirit. Well, Titus 2 and verse 13 says, "Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ." Now, this is a Greek couplet where it says here, it's the appearing of a great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. That is what is called a Greek couplet. In a Greek couplet, when you have two adjective nouns, great God, Savior, they will always, rule of Greek, they will always, always, always be addressing the same subject. Okay, what is the subject here? Great God, our Savior, Jesus Christ. He was God come in the flesh. Jesus is the great God and Savior. Mary was right to say, "God, my Savior," because Jesus was her God and Savior. These adjective nouns pretty well bear that out. So again, don't try to use philosophy to change the Word of God. And that is what the Word of God said. So again, trust God. Trust His Word. It will never, never, never steer you wrong. Now, let's look again here at our text in 1 John chapter 4 and verses 2 and 3. "Hereby know you the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God." So again, the doctrine of Christ. That includes that Jesus Christ and He alone is the only way of salvation. It includes He was virgin born. He was not the seed of a human man, but rather the Holy Ghost shall come upon you, and that thing which shall be born of you shall be called the Son of God, because God the Father was inside of Mary, forming, His Spirit was forming that body from the moment the Spirit entered into her body. Now, some have tried to make that a sexual experience. That was not a sexual experience. You're trying to make something physical out of something that was totally spiritual to form this body inside of Mary.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible.